From NPR News, this is live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. I'm Audie Cornish. In ceremonies across the country and around the world, 9/11 victims are being remembered. Heroes are being honored. Monuments are being dedicated. We've been watching and listening to ceremonies in New York, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm joined in the studio by national security correspondent Tom Gelton and national political correspondent Don Gagne. Welcome to you both.
Hi there, Wadi.
Don, you've covered the Bush administration in its entirety. Talk about how 9/11 changed its course.
There was a very sharp turn. Pre-9/11, the administration was about education and immigration and talking about tax cuts. Tax cut talk certainly continued, but essentially there was then just this quick change. It became about national security. President Bush became a wartime president. He said he became one reluctantly, but he certainly embraced that role. We saw the Bush Doctrine created, which called for preemptive strikes against potential threats around the world. And it's also worth saying that that the events of 9/11 played a pretty big role in President Bush's reelection and gave him a second term.
To go back to President George Bush for a moment, how did this affect his legacy?
Both positive and negative. There were no further attacks beyond 9/11 during his time in the White House, and some high-profile plots were foiled. So there's certainly, you know, a good chunk of the public that gives him credit for keeping the country safe. In Afghanistan, the Taliban was overthrown. But on the other side of the ledger, you have the Iraq War, justifications for the Iraq War, the lack of WMDs, which were the big justification for the war. Toss in, you know, Abu Ghraib and enhanced interrogation measures and waterboarding. And it is a very mixed bag. It helped him very early on. Again, it helped him get reelected. But by the end, it was also a big part of his very low approval ratings when he left office.
Now, former President Bush joined President Obama at yesterday's ceremony in Shanksville and today's events in New York. Was it striking for you to see him back at Ground Zero 10 years later?
He has been very low-key, almost invisible, except for, you know, private speeches and appearances that he's made since leaving office. This was his first face-to-face meeting with President Obama since January of 2010. That was in the wake of the 2009 tsunami, not the most recent one, but the 2009 tsunami. The two last spoke after the mission that resulted in the killing of Osama bin Laden. But seeing them today, it did seem to take politics out of this. I was at Ground Zero during the 08 campaign when candidate Obama and candidate John McCain walked down there together. That was supposed to be about unity, but it still felt about politics. This one did not. This felt like it was about the memorial and what has been created there.
And one of the more divisive issues for both these administrations has been issues of defense and intelligence. Tom Gelton, you've covered topics on national security in the years since 9/11. What is the major concern today?
Well, Audie, I think the concern is still the danger of another terrorist attack. Al-Qaeda, the terror network, is unquestionably weaker today than it was 10 years ago. Not only is Osama bin Laden dead, so are many of the other top Al-Qaeda operatives. The network does not have the capability to carry out major attacks that it did a number of years ago, but there is still a great deal of concern. There's still the desire to hit the United States and Western allies. And, of course, there's concern about new types of attacks, bioweapon attacks, even nuclear terrorism. So that remains paramount. In addition, there is the need to withdraw troops from Iraq and Afghanistan and do so in a way that does not leave those areas sort of fertile for the growth of new terrorist operations. And we must do all of this in the context of decreasing financial capability resources on the part of the U.S. government. So a whole set of concerns that are at the forefront of the defense and intelligence agenda right now.
And 10 years, two administrations, how has America's approach to terrorism changed?
You know, interesting, Adi, I'd say before 9/11, terrorism was seen more as a law enforcement challenge. You know, the World Trade Center bombing of 1993 resulted in indictments of conspirators. And after the bombing of USS Cole in 2000 and the U.S. Embassy bombings in Africa, the response of the U.S. government was really to send the FBI in or to send law enforcement agencies in. After 9/11, the war against terrorism became exactly that. It became a war. It gave rise to major land wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was no longer seen as a law enforcement challenge. It was essentially seen as a military challenge. That's the single biggest change.
That was NPR's national security correspondent Tom Gelton and national political correspondent Don Gagne. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.